Hello, and welcome to Chapter 3 of Human Resource Information System subject. In Chapter 3, we are going to look at the application of HRIS for strategic processes. The objectives for this chapter are, you'll be able to develop the awareness of the creation of strategic information needs. You will be able to understand the need to design robust intranet technologies, why an organization needs to design a robust intranet. You'll be able to describe the process of decision-making systems in HRIS, and in detail, the elements of documentation in HRIS we are going to look at. The rapidly changing technological landscape of HRIS includes numerous opportunities and challenges that HR strategists must consider as they utilize these applications. So till past three decades, when the work was getting managed manually, the HR function also and HR personnel also used to take some time to respond. But today, we have a great aid from technological support. Digitization has helped us a lot. Okay. And when any organization decides to build its information system, the entire workforce data comes under the same umbrella. It also brings a lot of opportunities as well as the challenges for the HR function. So opportunities, it helps the organization, it helps employees, and it also helps the HR function to enhance its efficiency and become a better business partner with the organization. At the same time, because this move is decided or longed for, it also can create some challenges that have to be met to make this entire move successful. Without a strategy, HR just remains an operational or administrative department. And if HR does not step up and use the technology to help the management take the right decision at right time and bring in the new vistas in the organization, the business growth will get hampered. There are two different company, and for example, and they need to compete in the market or need to secure their position in the market or need to take care of their share in the market with a competitive growth, then what is helping the organization with the pace of technology has to be looked at. Instead of including HR in its expansion discussion, if the management delegate a hiring manager to recruit the candidates without knowing what talent to be on the board, because the quality of talent is directly responsible for the organization's strategy achievement, for the organization's performance achievement, for the organization's market performance. So if HR does not have a well-validated input, whom to bring on the board and how to help that talent to give its best in productivity and performance, HR will be clueless. So, if HR is not included in the expansion discussion, and in the mundane way, if talent is brought on the board, company would not know what is the best talent available in the market. Okay. And there will be many other obstacles that the organization, the management will be facing. The strategic potential of HRIS is well recognized as effective HRM, human resource management practices, supporting business goals and objectives. So what the business managers require needs to be put in to the HRIS. The recruiting, the hiring, the talent hunt has to be done by HR with the state of art requirement talent pool from the market, or enhancing and building up the internal talent, whichever way. But the HR needs to be posted about what kind of strategy, what kind of talent is required. Which are the factors that to be considered for strategic information needs? There are two types of HR strategy. One which is overarching, and another is specific. So HRIS provides needs assessment related to the expertise, often with actually providing much of the technology related training that is necessary. And human resource management typically evaluates in-house delivery of services versus outsourcing, particularly those involving HRIS vendor. So primarily HRIS gives an idea about the need with what kind of expertise which is required. And HRM typically gives an idea about what kind of services that are required. So whether they can be catered to internally or they can be outsourced to the HRIS vendors. The objectives of Human Resource Information System, HRIS, are to improve the administration of human resource while increasing efficiency and reducing cost. So there are two motives. One, use the information in a standardized way. Retrieve the information which will help to give the best service with response time, well-defined response time, and help the management to take the decisions. And number two, reduce the cost. So when HRIS is considered, it has to be looked at that it takes care of the functions of the traditional system which is followed in the organization, and also offer the great ease to both employees and HR staff. So while in a traditional way, the way the records were managed, overnight people can't get rid of it. So whatever has been the support to be brought into the system and help the employees and the HR staff with the help of HRIS. So HRIS should be able to absorb, build in, and make the valuable data validated and available. The key factor for developing an HRIS is how you plan to implement it. So you have designed the best ornament, but you also should have an occasion, an audience, an ease to carry it. That's the crux of this. So for developing an HRIS, one also needs to have a powerful plan to implement it, to bring it to people. When a new system takes over, the old system remains accessible for historical data if necessary. That is also important. Can't get rid of what had been over the period of time traditionally maintained as a reference, as an access that has to be kept alive till your HRIS is successfully running. Highly specialized systems have developed over the years that require a more technology heavy management process. Though business intelligence, BI, is a term often used to describe the collecting of information regarding the environment external to the organization, also refers to understanding the strategies at work within the organization. So the organization cannot function in isolation and can run its own business without knowing the market, the industry environment. So the external environment feeds in the information for any business house to build itself with the processes, tools, technology, customer, offerings, products, services. And by looking at these both with help of HRIS, the business house can become successful by using both the reference points. A prime example of a strategic HRI software is ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning application. It's massive, it's sturdy. ERP is a software system that allows organizations to integrate the operations of all their core departments, including sales, accounting, HR, finance, inventory, marketing, production, and many more. All HR-related data can be accessed, maintained, tracked, and stored in HRIS, which facilitates data-powered decision. Because of HRMs, human resource management's increasing complexity and frequency of change with regard to regulatory compliance needs, ERP has evolved strategically and systematically. Now, how to design intranet technologies for smooth propagation of HRIS? So how do you support building of designing of intranet technologies? Because of HRM's increasing complexity and frequency of change with regard to regulatory compliance, ERP has evolved strategically and systematically. That's what we saw on the last slides. With Oracle's release of latest PeopleSoft version, end-to-end HR planning, hire to retire, hiring, onboarding, setting business objectives, and starting the employee working is brought into one holistic solution. The routine maintenance of these HRI solutions is done by outsourcing HRM application provider. One of the most relevant and critical ways of propagating HRM surveys is intranet. Technology has noticed changed HR management. Most organizations provide universal access to HR services through technology and web-based application. The employee self-service is provided to employee on remote basis. Employee can be based in any part of the country or even outside the country. The organization's intranet supports the employee to log into the system, access the employee-related data, helps to seek permissions from the reporting manager. Whichever accesses which are granted to that particular role and responsibility for that particular employee, it becomes possible. Enterprise portals enable individuals to interact electronically with corporate systems and even with other employees. HRIS can be as simple as a small internally developed employee database, or can be as complex as fully integrated multi-million dollar enterprise resource planning, that is ERP, offering economies of scale to larger companies. Both are possible. Employers must have a firm understanding of the organization's culture, its ability to accept large scale changes. If it is expanding its operations globally, or it is undergoing an inorganic growth as mergers through mergers and acquisition, and also most significantly, its short-term and long-term goals, which keeps the organization playing in the market to have a role. Each HRIS user will have slightly different information needs and can be split into two groups, employees and non-employees. The employee category will be managers who rely on HRIS to make certain decisions and dependent on the data for the further decision making. There will be analysts and power users who evaluate the potential choices and opportunities. That means they look at the relevant data for the crucial decision making, they retrieve the information, they prepare the reports, and they propose, advocate the decisions. There will be technicians who are responsible for providing a usable, up-to-date systems for all users. So this is the third type of users who may be employees, who are employees. The fourth is those who use the system on a self-service basis to access and update personal information. Those are the direct users who are the employees. Now let's look at, while designing of intranet technologies or for a smooth propagation of HRIS, how this play comes in place. So there will be the non-employee group which will play a role to build the HRIS and to interact with intranet technologies. So first is the potential employees who are applicants. There are suppliers who will give the information, put in the data, and there will be business partners. The use of these types of system is currently in an expansive stage of growth. The intranet is being regularly used for promoting innovative learning techniques, which is proving extremely valuable and is this rapidly growing. So typically in an organization's on the intranet of an organization, there is a lot of material which is put up. So there is management information, there is management addresses, there is a business related much required information which updates the employees. And there is also a learning portal for self-help skills. The learning can happen in the business area. The learning can happen in the technical area. It can happen in the soft areas for employee development. So typically an intranet of an organization carries a complete internal picture of the company. An HRIS, which is built with the external partners, the intranet provides a lot of input, the use of HRIS for the users. There are L&D professionals, learning and development professionals, who are facilitators, who are content creators, who are skill building creators, are constantly partnering with the HRIS team to create the training solutions that harness the power of gaming, social media, virtual worlds from the context of enhancing training. So this is one more player who plays a role on the intranet to keep the skill levels, the exposure level, the knowledge and information level enhancement for the internal employees. So let's look at what are the critical people requirements while this HRIS building is going on. There should be leadership awareness and support created from leadership to bring about this change in the organization. Involvement of people in creating and sustaining a successful change process. There should be a support for employees to change their behavior to fit new ways of working. There should be continuous, strong, consistent plans for communication, training of the people, and the rewards for people to face this new technological change that the organization is bringing in. There should be commitment to change at all levels of the organization. There is also a requirement of creating the measures to measure and monitor related to this changing situation. And there should be an approach to develop the change management and the leadership in the organization. Now let's look at what are the critical areas of strategic HR information systems planning. When the HR needs to move a gear from being a transaction operational phase to a strategic HR, what are the important things to remember? The initial planning on the process to include few things. First of all, project scope. What is the scope of this entire project to be looked at? So there should be a well-defining exercise to be carried out about which part of the systems must be completely operational to satisfy the end users, different types of end users. So if the implementation of HRIS and the HR to be come up with an approach of strategic HR, the end user's needs to be considered. What is that employees will be requiring to use, what kind of information they will be required to be used. And the success of the implementation can happen only when HR thinks from not a transactional perspective, but a strategic perspective. Not only operational perspective, but from a development perspective. So this requires a little more going extra mile, additional work, enhanced scope, not missing any area, because the success of implementation will depend on it, not to miss any milestone to be covered. This raises cost and can cause significant implementation delays. It will cost and it will also require time. When you are building a robust system, and to be a strategic HR, to look at what's in pipeline, what is developmental, what is upcoming, this need to be built in the system. Now for that, a rigorous thinking process exercise has to be undertaken. The kind of stakeholders need to be included in the scope. So the study requires time. The study requires investment. And the sturdier is the machine, it also requires pilots to see the success of its implementation. And it can require a much desired gestation period, implementation time. For that, there is a requirement of management support. A sufficient management support is essential to identify initiatives and priorities. All the higher-ups need to be posted about it. They need to know their role in approving certain decisions, having empathetic understanding that why we are moving towards this change, and allocate the resources. We need to involve much required resources in building this, and the funding also. Also to remove the upcoming difficulties, challenges, obstacles. Create collaborative and consensus giving approach, and also meet the timelines. The initial planning includes a discussion about project duration, the project size and complexity, and the available resources will determine completion and go live dates. So there has to be a good amount of time and discussion spent around the realistic timelines for the go live of this entire project. There has to be firm and realistic deadlines that will help the crew, the team, the staff which is working around it, to keep them motivated and to reduce the scope of losing something from the line of sight, facing something which was not properly estimated, to which popularly we call as goof-ups. This has to be avoided.